Today is Thursday, so it's time for another spiritual. Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel? Moses Hogan was born in New Orleans in 1957 and died at age 45 of a brain tumor in 2003, in the very prime of his creative life. A gifted pianist, he was already accompanying church choirs at age 6. He graduated in piano from Oberlin and studied at Juilliard and in Vienna, was a successful concert pianist, winning a Chopin Prize. And then he turned his focus to choral music. He published arrangements of 39 spirituals and was the editor of the Oxford Book of Spirituals. The Moses Hogan Singers, who we will hear, was a professional group of 28 musicians who exhibited exhilarating power and exuded rhythmic accuracy that was thrilling to behold. Hogan's new choral arrangements of African-American spirituals gave the genre new life. On an earlier Thursday, we heard Deep River, built on an earlier arrangement by Harry Burley. The next generation of choral musicians, exemplified by the Robert Shaw Chorale, sang editions by William Dawson. But Hogan, who is now popular, growing up in New Orleans, that center of early jazz, takes us back a step, treating spirituals more like cornerstones to the newly emerging jazz music. As usual, there are many different versions of lyrics. Since we will be hearing the Moses Hogan Singers, I'm giving his version in today's email. The whole point of the spiritual is that if God delivered Daniel from the lion's den, Jonah from the belly of a whale, the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, then why am I stuck where I am? Why am I still a slave? Why doesn't my tumor go away? Why do I still suffer pain? Why does my friend have dementia? Why doesn't God deliver us from the pandemic? Why does my store have to go under when it's not my fault? Verse 2, well, I can't help it. I have to smile. The wind blows east and the wind blows west. It blows like a judgment day. And every lost soul that never did pray will be glad to pray that day. This verse is obviously, in part, about end times, which was a huge topic in the 1800s and early 1900s. My great-grandfather, Noah Kreider, was finally asked to stop preaching about the end times. That's all he could talk about, for it was uppermost in his mind, whereas I seldom give it a thought. In this arrangement, the third verse reads, I set my foot on the gospel ship, and the ship began to sail. It landed me over on Canaan's shore, and I'll never come back no more. Or, in another version, I set my foot on the gospel train. The train began to move. It carried me over into Canaan's land, and why not to every man? Both versions can be referring to going to heaven, or simply to that all-consuming dream of going to freedom, whether north by train or across the Ohio River by boat. I like the thinking behind these words, because we too would like to be freed, each in different but very personal, important ways. The song may be a bit too jazzed up for meditation, I admit it, with a beat rarely heard in our circles, and I'm not entirely convinced all singers are in the same key at the end, but this version seems real to me. The Moses Hogan Singers, directed by Moses Hogan, in his arrangement, Didn't My Lord Deliver Daniel? Then why not the every man?
Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel? Then why not every man? From the fire.